You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 3, The First Manifestation, part 2. We are continuing our discussion from the book Doors of Light. In episode 2, we introduced the concept that your thoughts are powerful creators, and whether through intention or unintentionally, you are creating the circumstances of your life. We also discussed the fact that your body and the world around you are perfect mirrors of your most dominant thoughts. And in order to change your circumstances, you must first change the way that you've been thinking. When you change the way you think, you begin to change the things you see. We were reminded that thoughts are energy, and energetic vibrations are the building blocks of all that we see. All energy is consciousness. And it manifests in myriad forms all around us. So if everything is made up of energy, then everything has to have some level of consciousness. Everything. Now that can be a difficult concept to understand, but it's true, and we'll come back to that later. Let's talk about consciousness. Consciousness is still a mystery to man and has eluded our modern day scientists for a very long time. But some say that quantum physicists are the closest to discovering more on this subject. Some things cannot be tested by using the scientific method because they aren't tangible. Just like science cannot be used to prove that love is real or that it even exists because it can't be tested. It can't be weighed or measured or photographed. We can only feel love. It's a state of being. Love allows us to experience a higher level of consciousness. When we're in love, we experience a state of oneness. This is where we're evolving to. Thought, just like love, cannot be tested. You can't see a thought. You can only see someone's brainwaves if you hook the person up to the proper equipment. But science still can't tell us where the thought came from. They can only measure its effects after a person has received a thought or conjured one up. And then they can only tell us what part of the brain is active while the thought is present and what biological effect the thought is having on the body. It's still a mystery. We are going to have to rely on our knowing to guide us through this transition. Because just as you know love is real without scientific proof, because you felt it for yourself, you are going to have to trust your own instincts or knowing on this spiritual journey. It's a different way of perceiving the world through feeling instead of using one of your five senses. You have to begin to learn how to use your feeling sense to interpret your environment. It will grow stronger over time the more you use it. It's something that has to be developed. You have to work at it. You can't buy this on Amazon. You've got to do it yourself. Now, I want you to understand that by the time you can see anything, it has already happened vibrationally. It's really old news. Everything that you can see is an old thought pattern because there is a delay between the vibrational world and the physical one. The thoughts that are in your head right now, if contemplated long enough, will manifest in one form or another in your life. Whether it takes 5 minutes or 5 years, they will take form. But it is a delay. This is why it's so important that you release negative thoughts as quickly as they come or as quickly as possible and practice replacing them with a positive thought because thought is magnetic, it's energy. And whatever you think about will be drawn to you through this magnetic attraction. This is why you must not spend time thinking about the things that you don't want in your life. Because in thinking about them, you actually attract them. When you think about your fears, you draw them to you. Another name for a fear is a negative wish. Negative thoughts have to be replaced with positive ones because your mind is like a vacuum. And if you don't put something in there, it will draw something in. But I don't want you to start freaking out right now about trying to control every thought that you have, because that's just not possible. Not at this point anyway. And it's really not about that. It's about learning how to be more positive. And by giving your mind something positive to focus on, you help prevent it from focusing on something that you may not want. This is why you have to become more conscious of outside influences. You have to limit access to what you allow to enter into your mind. You must become more conscious and aware of the thoughts that you entertain. You do have a buffer of time to replace a negative thought before it gains momentum and begins to attract like energy to it. Just relax and focus on the things that you want to manifest in your life. That's enough to keep you busy for a really long time. Don't start thinking about what you want in a negative way because you don't have it. Start imagining it and how it would be to have it or to do it or whatever it is that you desire. Remember, you know, when we were little, you used to daydream. Daydreams are actually powerful focusing tools. They're magical. It's incredible that as a child, it comes so natural. But at that point in your life, you still remember who you are, even if it's unconscious. The memory is still there. But in time, we begin to forget who we are as we become conditioned by society. We have to work to get back to who we are. You hear it said many times, be as a little child. There are things about childhood that we need to get back to. We are naturally more flexible as children, mentally, spiritually, and physically. But over time, we become hardened and stiff, and we lose that flexibility. We stop laughing, and we no longer find joy in the smallest of things. Some of us don't even know how to play anymore or how to have fun because we've become conditioned to think that only children are allowed to have fun. It's the innocence of childhood and the natural love and acceptance for everything and everyone that we need to get back to. If children are left alone and allowed to grow without being tainted by prejudices and limiting beliefs, they would naturally be who they were born to be. We're now trying to find our way back to our joy, back to our love of life, back to remembering who we are. We'll get there. But it's going to take time and a lot of patience. It will be a process, but if you work at it every day, it will eventually manifest in your life. But it will be something that you'll have to work at every day. I will now close this discussion on Chapter 1 of Doors of Light. I look forward to continuing our dialogue on this book in Episode 5. Thank you again for taking the time to listen and for sharing your precious time with me. Know that I love you and I'm sending you my light to encourage and uplift you. Do something today that makes you feel good. Find joy in your life every day. And don't forget to share this show with someone you know it would resonate with. Let's work together to bring a positive change to our world. Thank you once again for listening. Peace and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.